The love of God. The love of God is our Father revealing His very nature. First His love toward us, then our love reflected back to Him. Finally, our Holy Ghost supernatural love for one another. Let's listen in, learn, and fill up on God's immeasurable love for us. God's love toward us. John 15. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Corinthians 8. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. Galatians 2. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself totally for me. Romans 5. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Deuteronomy 4. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. Deuteronomy 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the fewest of all people. Deuteronomy 10. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. He does execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loves the stranger in giving him food and raiment. 2 Chronicles 9. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on his throne, to be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore, the Lord made thee king over them, to do judgment and justice. Jeremiah 31. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Zephaniah 3. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Song of Solomon 2. My beloved spoke, and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Psalm 78. But chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion which he loved. Psalm 119. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Proverbs 3. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighteth. Proverbs 15. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Hosea 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. 2 Corinthians 5. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians 13. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Ephesians 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Ephesians 3. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 6. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. But whosoever has this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? 1 John 4. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 John 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Romans 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. John 3. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 5. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. John 16. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. John 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. John 15. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. 2 Thessalonians 3. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Jude 1. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Revelation 1. and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 3. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Our love to God. Deuteronomy 6. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 7. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 10. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Deuteronomy 30. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land, which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. Ephesians 6. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. 1 John 4. We love him because he first loved us. Psalm 18. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Psalm 31. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Psalm 145. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Psalm 73. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. Judges 5. So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. Proverbs 8. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. John chapter 8. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. 1 Corinthians 2. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 8. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. 1 Peter 1. Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Luke 7. My head with oil thou did not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Luke 10. And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. John 14. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. 2 Timothy 4. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Our love to one another. Proverbs 13. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. 1 Corinthians 12. I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Matthew 5. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Matthew 19. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ephesians 5. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Colossians 1. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints. 1 Thessalonians 1. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Romans 12. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans 13. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. His love through us. John 13. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. 1 Peter 1. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. 1 John 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 3. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. 1 John 4. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? Galatians 5. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hebrews 10. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love continue. 1 Thessalonians 3. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you. 1 Thessalonians 4. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. 1 Peter 2. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king, love one another. 2 Corinthians 13. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Jude 1. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all.
Take away the your healing, your spirit sees. Your spirit sings to me. And the times when I feel alone, and it seems like I'm on my own, your spirit sings. Your spirit sings to me. I will never forsake you. I will never.
Groping in the night. No more foolish pride and
begin again, knowing that the blood of Jesus cleanses us again. Oh, let's begin again, showing that the love He gives us never ever ends. Oh, let's begin again, and this time get it right. Walking in the Spirit, in the power of His might. Let's begin again. Brothers, let's begin again. Sisters, let's begin again. Let's begin again. Let's begin again.